The network, Steve Kastenbaum joins us now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, appreciate it very much. Boy, the story, the big story yesterday, the big bomb was about Bill O'Reilly and the fact that he is gone. He's out. He's out of the park.
And the changes at Fox News were immediate. Dana Perino had been filling in for Bill O'Reilly while he was on vacation. She was on again last night. And as soon as the theme music began rolling for his show, you noticed the change. His name was no longer on the graphic. No longer did it say the O'Reilly Factor. It only said the Factor. Mm. The network parted ways with Bill O'Reilly after more than 20 years with Fox News. He was there at the inception, and he had the most watched cable news show in the United States. But they were losing advertisers and couldn't sustain that financial loss. More than 50 advertisers left the show and the network in the wake of these allegations and the reports that Fox News and Bill O'Reilly together paid out $13 million to several women who had filed sexual harassment lawsuits against him.
And he claimed, as you know, even yesterday, that these were unsubstantiated claims. Is that true?
He said they were unfounded, and that it's a shame that this is the what happens today when you are in the spotlight. His lawyers said he is the victim of a left-wing smear campaign. But this comes just a few months after Fox News founder Roger Ailes was forced out amidst multiple sexual harassment allegations and an admission by Rupert Murdoch's younger sons that they needed to change the culture at Fox News. So, you know, they admit there was a problem, and it's something that many women have come forth and said existed at Fox News and was not discouraged.
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly there's a lot of evidence to support these claims, even though Bill O'Reilly and his lawyer are saying they're unfounded.
Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.